Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two today on this Thursday, March 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages in response. Randy, you know, you absolutely know that you're going to get sued. I'm not going to get sued. Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop will be sued. And because she has governmental immunity as an elected clerk, the county's attorney is going to have to defend her in the case. Brian Panabaker, listening to the show this morning, where are you getting those percentages from? Where are you getting your data? What's the source? Patty McMurray on the Gateway Pundit. I'll text you the link. It was also verified in NBC News, Detroit Free Press, Detroit News, and even MERS News Service. When I got home after having a great day with you and Noreen, I came home prepping for the show and my inbox was blowing up and I had messages everywhere. So I'll send you the link to the story. Patriot Jim. Joke. My grandma voted Republican until her dying day. Since then, she's been voting Democrat. Since she died, she's been voting Democrat. That is a good one. I got a text message. What is the promo code for Patriot Relief? Patriots Relief, we would like to place an order. Go to the website, patriotsrelief.com. Pick out your packages, whatever it is you would like. Go to checkout and put in the promo code TR1, Trucker Randy 1. Or you can put Trucker Randy. It doesn't matter. Either one. You'll get 40% off plus free shipping. Another text message coming in. Brett up in Mackinac Island. Nice to hear your pretty voice. It's not pretty. It's masculine. Thank you very much. I'm not a woman. Do not use the adjective pretty. I am not pretty. Vicky says I'm pretty all the time. Let's see. Angela Haw. Good morning. Just got off the phone with Dr. O'Donnell. Sounds like her event went very well in Barriga. Could you give me a call at some point over the next couple of days? I want to ask you some questions. Absolutely. We'll definitely make that happen. Let's see. No, that's not relative to the conversation. Sorry. Not going to talk about that right now. Why do you send me these long links that have nothing to do with what we're talking about? I don't understand that. Okay. I'm sorry, you know what? I don't have you stored phone number ending in 7108. I don't have you stored in my phone. Can you text me back your first name and city area that you listen to the show? I listen to your radio show every day. Greatly appreciate that. Make sure you tell everybody about it. Brian says, Patty McMurray is a great investigative reporter in the mold of the late and great Andrew Breitbart. I actually had somebody at Houghton Lake tell me that they met Andrew Breitbart in person, and they said that I have a lot of his tendencies when I speak in public. Phyllis says, I would like the Gateway Pundit link too. Seriously, you guys are going to make me do this, right? Okay, let's see. Scott Livingston. Okay, Scott, that's not on topic to the conversation, so I'm not going to click on that. Let's see. Oh, I got a text message from our former morning talk show host. He and I have been texting back and forth. He said, you should have Mike Rogers on your program. is coming from Steve Gruber. Well, I spoke with Mike Rogers on Mackinac Island in front of his campaign manager and others, is my response. And I asked him to come on my show. I even gave him both of them my card. And he did agree to come on my show. Mike, Mr. Rogers, if you're listening, that was Friday, September 22nd, sir, at 5 o'clock at the Island House Hotel and Conference Center. Vance Patrick, the chair of the Oakland County Republican Party, hosted an event there that Brian Pannebaker told me about and invited me to come. Brian Pannebaker actually made arrangements for me to be able to go inside the building. The party was out on the deck. And inside this house, Mike Rogers was there with his campaign manager, Christopher Gustav. And I had an opportunity, and Brian Pannebaker witnessed it, as did others, that I was having a direct personal conversation with Mike Rogers. Mr. Rogers and I got to know each other. I introduced myself, told him who I was, told him about the station, told him about the show, and asked him to come on the radio program. I gave him my card, and I gave one card to his campaign manager, and he agreed. Okay, I'll come on your show. Mr. Rogers, today's March 14th. Still waiting. September 22nd. Let's just back it up a week or 8 days. Let's go September 14th. October, November, December, January, February, March 14th. We're 8 days short of 6 months, sir. You just got the endorsement of Donald Trump. Where's Mr. Rogers? Waiting. So I texted back and I said, haven't heard from him. Do you have a number to reach his campaign or him directly? Gruber came back, said, I will find it and send it to you. Thank you, sir. So let's see if I get the direct number to the Mr. Rogers campaign, and let's see if he's willing to come on the show. Let's see. Committee to elect Robert Stano, State Representative, District 25, special election. Let's see. Is he in Warren Race 25 or is that Westland? Not really sure. 734 area code. No, this is the Westland race. I've had this information sent to me before. Guys, do you realize Westland is 63% dominant Democrat? Democrat. This guy does not have a snowball chance in heck of winning, especially a special election in April. But here's why they're fighting. They believe it's going to be a low turnout. Snowbirds aren't back yet. And it's very interesting, his resume background. Ernie, if you're listening, send me this guy's contact information. Oh, wait a minute. It's right here on the website. 734-788-7519. Okay, Ernie, as a favor to you, I'll reach out to him and see if I can get him on the show. I want to talk about this district. Says, I'm an inventor, a salesman, and a horse race enthusiast. My abilities are to see what is missing and propose solutions. It's just simply common sense. The simpler, the better. Follow the Constitution. Something is very suspicious when new legislation is too long, even too lengthy to even read. Some politicians even admit that. But of course, they did not read the bill. It's too dang long. And believe it or not, they still vote in favor of it. That is completely irresponsible. Elect Robert Stano, S-T-A-N-O, on April 16th. So a month and 2 days from today, let's see if we can get him on the show. I'll reach out to him. You know, actually, I'll reach out to him at the top of the hour break. I have more time, so I'll reach out, give him a call. Appreciate you sending me the link. What other ones have I missed? Let's see. Steve, listening to the show. Of course, all dead voters vote Democrat, Randy. That's why they don't want to remove him from the qualified voter file. Well, guess what? You get a new county clerk that's willing to say, after I'm sworn in January, I'm going to delete the qualified voter files and everybody in my county is going to have to re-register. Dead people can't register. Sorry. You're not able to show your birth certificate. You're not able to come in and show your driver's license, a tax bill, or a lease, and you're surely not able to give us an electric bill. Now, are you? Driver's license, electric bill, and a tax bill. You got a problem with that? Then don't bother to register to vote. Not in my county. Oh, Jocelyn Benson is going to sue her butt. Oh, I'm so much looking forward to this. And because she has governmental immunity, the attorney for the county is going to have to defend her. And the dang thing the county commissioners or the attorney can do to dissuade her from doing what she's going to get elected to do. She's running on it. This is her campaign slogan. Well, how do I know that? I'm her campaign manager. Yes, Victoria Bishop has entered into a verbal agreement to have Randy Bishop, her husband, be her campaign manager. So it sucks to be you, Democrats in Antrim County, because there's going to be a new clerk, and you're going to eliminate 111% of our adult population being registered to vote in Antrim County. And if other clerks follow her lead, guess what? This ties right in with the RNC lawsuit. Because if you stop and think about it, they've already provided us with all the evidence. 53 counties. Antrim's on the list. Of course, behind Wayne County, do you think Janice Winfrey, the clerk of Detroit, city of Detroit in Wayne County, is going to have some splaining to do? Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Yeah, Janice, explain Detroit. Yeah, guys, I'll get that link to the Gateway Pundit story. I'll send it to you. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Okay, don't sing the music intros, okay? You only sing in the shower. Knock it off. Okay, I got it. Hey, everybody, final segment of hour number two. Just some of the music we have on this show. I love it. I just absolutely love it. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to share it on the air. Yeah, Kristen. It's on topic. It's pertinent to the conversation. He says, Randy, that is a perfect plan for Vicky to run on. She can make many of the needed changes that need to take place in Antrim County. Changes at the clerk level. Her deputy clerk and others may leave the office. Well, good. Then Vicky can hire all new people that she wants to interview. Since it's not a position she wishes to hold anyways, what are you talking about? We are absolutely dead serious about this. She will get elected to be the next clerk of Antrim County. Obviously, I don't expect you to share that on the air. Well, guess what? I just did. Kristen, what part of... I don't have a call screener. I can't take messages to this radio show. If it's pertinent on topic to the conversation, I report it. It's an interactive show. So if you don't want me to say something on the air, then don't text it to me. Yeah, you need to start off with that. It needs to be at the top, not at the bottom, but it doesn't matter. Based on what you said, I absolutely would want to rebuttal your statement. She is going to win this race. And she's also going to change the way the commissioners do their meetings. You know how? She's going to convince them to change their meetings to 7 o'clock p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays of the month, whatever it is, the second and the fourth or whatever the crap it is, two meetings a month by their bylaws, their charter, they must do it. They will, but it will be at night. And board commissioners, as well as her as a clerk, will be able to participate via Zoom meetings, video Zoom meetings, because she very well may decide to take a month off and go to Florida in the wintertime. I know because I'm her husband and her campaign manager. She will have her deputy clerk there in person taking the minutes, but she will be involved in the meeting via Zoom. And will be able to supervise her deputy clerk in taking those minutes. No more 9 o'clock meetings during the day. They will be at night. Because Jairus Rubing, the new chairman of the board, along with the new county commissioners that are going to replace Don LeVanway, Terry Van Alstyn, and Jason Helwig, and possibly Heffernan in Elk Rapids, will vote to do so. We want to be able to go to work during the day, come home, have dinner, and then go to the county commissioners meeting, every single one of them. And it's going to be at night. And that's my recommendation, my advice to every single county commissioner candidate running out there. Stop these 9 o'clock meetings the second Tuesday of the month or whenever the heck you do your day meetings or all of your meetings. Some counties do them all at 9 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because they don't want the public there to watch them. They don't want them to know what's going on unless you go to the website and look up the minutes to try to figure out and find out what they voted on. That's going to stop. We need to have transparency. Oh, well, Randy, they got to pay overtime to the clerk or the deputy clerk to be there to take minutes. Who gives a crap? Well, you got to pay overtime to the administrator for the county. Who cares? Don't care. Well, you're not being fiscally responsible. Yep. So what's your point? When you can spend $6 million renovating the building because it was old. When you can vote to raise our property taxes, you got plenty enough money to pay for it. Get over it. It's going to happen. All meetings should be held at night, period. We, the people, should be allowed to go to these meetings, witness these meetings, so that we can hold our elected officials accountable and for it not to be inconvenient for us because we got to work 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 9 to 9 every single day. And if you own a business and work your 12-hour day like I have for 17 years old, I'm 66, almost 50 years now, been owning my own business. Guess what? It's time for a change. It's time for us to take it back. You want to get elected? These are the things you should be running on. Elect me and I'll move our meetings tonight and you will be able to attend. We want to hear public comment from you. Meetings are from 7 to 9 p.m., second Tuesday and the fourth Thursday of the month, at night. Sheboygan County Commissioners, you listening? You don't support that, John Wallace? Then you're going to be replaced. It's that simple. This is common sense, folks. It's total common sense. Period. End of conversation. No different than us running for office that we didn't want. Do we do it? Yes, because it's necessary to do it. You really think she wants to come out of retirement and do this? Heck no. Leading by example, people, that's what we do on this show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't